What if you were to die suddenly and unprepared? Would God give you any time to turn to Him? You better know, because your life and your salvation might depend on this. Today we will explore what a soul in purgatory revealed to Maria Sima about this. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now let's get right into it. A poor soul told me I had a fatal traffic accident with my motorcycle in Vienna because I did not observe the traffic laws. That was my doom. I asked him, were you prepared for eternity? I really hadn't been prepared, he admitted. But God gives everyone who does not presumptuously and with insolence sin against him 2 to 3 minutes in which he can make an act of contrition. Only one who says, I won't, is lost. This is serious, and we need to consider what we need to do. First of all, we should always be prepared and not rely on those 2 to 3 minutes for our salvation. That would be extremely foolish. You need to at all times be reconciled with others, with yourself, with God, with everything. You need to be reconciled at all times and not rely on God's mercy presumptuously. That's essentially part of the advice that's there. Now, if it's the case that we die suddenly and you have 2 to 3 minutes, here's what I would do. At the recommendation of that soul in purgatory, obviously first an act of contrition. That might take 30 seconds. What else would you do with those 2 minutes? Cross-reference the Secret of the Rosary, the 19th Rose. Hear this. Blessed Alan also relates that a nun who had always a great devotion to the Rosary appeared after her death to one of her sisters in religion and said to her, if I were able to return in my body to have the chance of saying just a single Hail Mary, even without great fervor, I would gladly go through the sufferings that I had during my last illness all over again in order to gain the merit of this prayer. It is to be noted that she had been bedridden and suffered agonizing pains for several years before she died. The Hail Mary should be on our lips and on our hearts always. If we could see the merit that we gain, how pleasing and consoling it is to Jesus and Mary, we would say it always. We would never stop. We would do anything just to be able to pray that prayer. Therefore, these are some of the words. This is the prayer that I would recommend to you that you have in your heart in those 2 to 3 minutes. Act of contrition, but above all, the Hail Mary. You've probably heard of the story of that priest who was living a sinful life and he was going to be condemned to hell through the words of Jesus Christ. And then he heard a sweet feminine voice that asked Jesus to give him more time and more grace and that she would work a miracle in him. So she can intercede powerfully, even if you have tremendous sins. The Hail Mary will call the Blessed Mother there, and she will be like your act of contrition. She will present all of her merits, all the treasures. She will do anything possible to save you. She will act as an advocate like we cannot imagine. I would invite you to rehearse this moment, even to time it, to see how many Hail Marys can I say in 2 to 3 minutes. Actors practice for hours for silly scenes that are going to be displayed in a movie that's only popular for a year. Those 2 to 3 minutes of your life will define the rest of your eternity. Every moment of your life will define your eternity. But in a particular way, the last moments of your life will define who you will be in heaven forever. What do you want to be? Don't you want to be a Marian soul? Don't you want to be tinged with that color of blue that covers the Blessed Mother? Don't you want to be in her radiance, in her entourage that follows her everywhere? That's where I want to be. I want to be in the Marian section of heaven. That's exactly where I want to be. It smells the best. It's the most beautiful. It's the most luminous. It's the closest to God. It's the best seats that you can get in heaven. These are things that we need to think about. These last moments of our life are of supreme importance. Another thing that we need to consider is having a devotion for the dying. At any given moment, there are thousands, if not millions, of people dying throughout the earth. They are in those 2 to 3 minutes right now, in these 2 to 3 minutes that you're watching this video, there are people that are at that moment. We can pray for them. We must never forget them. Tied intimately with a devotion for the souls in purgatory is a devotion to those who are dying because they're about to enter. Many of these people are headed to hell. We all know this. They're saying, I won't. We can intercede for them. What's the best prayer? You know this. The Divine Mercy Chaplet. It is specifically designed and custom made for the dying. It could obtain trust for them who have not ever learned to trust in Jesus Christ for all types of reasons that we cannot judge. Whereas we've been given this gift of trust in Jesus, we can intercede for these people anytime that you pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Remember that in those 5 to 7 minutes that it takes to pray the chaplet, there are thousands of people that have died that are in those last moments of life that you can pray for them. Imagine the thousands and millions of people that you can save from hell that will be your friends forever in heaven and intercede for you intensely while in purgatory and on earth. I will see you in the next one.